asked Ross how where he learned his bad words, and he said, "They danced around in my head, and I learned them." And I said, "Oh yeah," and he said, "Yeah, sure I did." I told Ross to go to bed, and he doesn't want to go to bed. He said, so he said, "We'll have a bad dream." And I said, "No, you won't." And he said, "Yes, we will. I'll have a bad dream." Sounds fun. Yeah, but he's a bad man.
I promise I'll never hurt nobody again.
You never hurt any more boys? Yeah. Okay, next Saturday you can watch him. Day after Christmas. You can watch Thundar, okay? No more hitting, right?
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, go to bed,
Mark. Have a good Santa Claus.
What? Have a good Santa Claus. Oh, Mary said, "Good night, Ross." And Ross said, "Uh-uh, I haven't finished." Means he hasn't finished his cereal, so you can't say goodnight to me. That's an uh-uh, rejecting a goodbye. Good night.
Mark, I think.
Marty, Ross said that. You can throw him away. Ross said that Marty always wants something when it's exciting. What did you say, Ross? And then he said, "One more want, and that's the last want."
One more want, and one more want, and no more want, and no more want.
And no more wants. What does it mean?
It means that you don't have no more want.
Huh? What is a want?
It means that you want something.
Uh-huh. And what about a need? What is a need?
Need
is when you need something. We're not creeps, we're two little boys. Russ said that you're a boy. I said, "We got three little boys, two little boys and a daddy." And he said, "You're a little boy, daddy." And Russ said, "Three little boys." And he said, "You're a little boy." And I said, "How do you know I'm a little boy?" And he said, "You're grandma's little boy." And then you heard this part about how I said, Ross said that there are two little boys and a daddy, and Ross said, "No, three little boys." While I was making this recording.
Three red boys.
Are you a little boy, Mark?
Hi, red boy.
Hi, tape recorder. How are you doing? Say hi to the tape recorder, Ross.
Hi, tape recorder.
You want to say something nice to the tape recorder?
Tape recorder, I like you.
Okay.
I like you,
Christmas. Would you like to wish the tape recorder Merry Christmas?
Hi, Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Wish you a Merry Christmas. You sing today.
I forgot.
I forgot. Wish you a Merry Christmas. Wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Very good.
Wish you a Merry Christmas. Wish you a Merry Christmas.
Ross wants me to take him down to see TV. He has about six different arguments. One is that he says, I have no legs, right? I just have hopping legs. The other is, if you do it, I'll get you a present. If you don't do it, I won't get you a present. Right? What else?
If you do, I will.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, I won't.
Uh-huh. And then he also said, do what I say. That was another argument. Do what I say.
Do what I say.
What was that? What else did you say? What else did you say?
Somebody.
How many times do I have to tell you? That's right. And what else did you say?
That's
no, you had another one.
My hobby is saying
zip it up. And I told him, no, I have to watch Mark. And he said, you can bring Mark down. Right?
No.
What?
That
was before. Yes, that was when Mark said,
Mark is
out.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
That's
right. That's one more. Come on.
You can do it.
You can do it. What about Mark?
No.
He can't come? But he wants to stay here. He wants. And I said, Mark, you have to stay here. And he says, but he can take his blanket. And then he got a little quiet for a second. And then he said, but you said you were going to be there in an hour.
I'll take blanket.
Good, Mark. And Mark, he pulled up a pillow and he said, I did blanket.
A blanket.
Uh-huh.
A blanket.
Okay, get in. Get in the blanket. Get under it, Marky. Okay.
Your blanket.
And another one is, let's go downstairs, guys. It's early in the morning. It's not time to sleep. It's time to get up. Still trying to get us up.
You're right.
I'm right, right?
Yeah.
I'm right. It's time to sleep, right? Who's right?
Me, the water.
Huh.
It's time to get up. It's time to get up.
And I said, no, it's early in the morning. And he said, because when it's early in the morning, you don't sleep, you get up. Is that right? I'm not telling a lie, Ross. You said you're wrong. You're telling a lie. Mm-hmm. Ross said, hey, Mark, you just put your fist in my tooth. You better watch out this time. Also, we were telling Mark, you told Marky that if he heard other boys, he couldn't watch any more cartoons. And Ross said, tell him why.
Oh, Mark said why.
I said why, and Ross
said why. And Mark said why. And we told him why. And Mark said why. And Ross said that's the answer.
That's the answer, right?
No, Mark.
Let me whack it.
Get off my knee.
Ross said it's not me who's the bounty hunter. It's not me. It's the dog, right?
Why do you got two tape recorders?
Because I'm recording words.
Did you hear?
Okay, Ross is going to tell the Empire Strikes Back now. Okay. We're going to tell the Empire Strikes Back. But everybody has to be quiet. Does everybody be real quiet?
Because it was on the airplane when they were doing it.
You have to sit down, Mark. Grandma, will you hold Mark? Okay. You know how it starts? You hold the book and we'll help you read. Okay. After the loss of the Death Star, the evil galactic
empire
intensified.
Rebel riot.
Okay, Princess Leia.
When a small band of green bars
saw
out the sacred base of Han Solo.
Okay, from the top.
Of Shaggy Tom Tom, Luke Skywalker, a maid, and snow landscape. Little girl, it looks like we're safe for now.
Okay, turn the page. Deep in the
frozen cavern, in the rebel base, the famous Han from Han Solo. Watch the blip on the radar screen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Chewie. Let's take care of that thing.
They got me.
Okay. Outside.
Outside.
Han and his Wookiee co-pilot track down the intruder.
As Chewbacca blasted the droid, Han Solo blasted a fire in pieces.
Thousands of fiery pieces.
Thousand
fire them pieces.
Okay.
But before being destroyed, the probe
transmitted a
trial mission of Commander Neil for Darth Vader.
The commander of the Imperial fleet, yeah.
Darth Vader.
Set a course. We're hot. The rebels are there.
Skywalker and rebels.
Okay. Suspecting danger, the rebels began evacuating their base. Princess Leia's.
Princess Leia's voice rang through the ice holes.
Air and ground.
And ground to your battle stations.
Okay. Turn. Okay. As the rebels.
Wait, there's a way.
For an enemy attack.
Yeah.
Okay.
The ground.
The ground began. To tremble violently.
Okay,
inside the base.
Ice
walls shattered.
Shattered and slowly tumbled to the ground.
Right.
One way to the left side. I don't know what thing to say, Princess. It's shaking the place apart.
Right. Taking the place apart.
Huge Star Force has war machines stop the ramp above the snowy ground.
Mm-hmm. Deadly cannons.
Deadly cannons.
Roared.
Roared.
As they marched.
Towards the base.
Crushing
everything in that they can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Luke led a squadron of snow.
The snow beavers.
Against the machines.
Against the machines.
It's no use.
The army are too strong for our blasters. We've got to hold on to get everybody out of the base.
Right. Okay. See what they look like? Mm-hmm. See, they're horrible. No, they're big machines. They're dinosaur-like machines. Mm-hmm. They're worse than bounty hunters. As the last wave
left turn, Princess Leia turn quickly to home. Well,
I guess this is goodbye.
Bye. I've got to get to my craft now.
Suddenly,
a wall crashed down, blocking her escape through.
Han tugged
Leia toward the main falcon.
It looks like
you're stuck with me, Your Highness.
The golden droid
leaving Darth Vader.
Said, surely you wouldn't.
Surely you wouldn't.
Think of leaving me behind. Okay, I forgot that part. Okay. Darth Vader.
Imperial
troops.
Tried to
start
the Falcon's engine.
Would it help
if I got out and push past the
snapped Leia.
Snapped Leia.
This baby's
the babies got still got more supplies. Okay, Chewie, watch it.
Okay, the falcon roared.
Oh, the hangar, leaving the hangar
empty-handed.
Empty-handed.
Okay, turn it
over. I bought that ship.
I want that ship. Okay, said Darth Vader, right?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, before I said that. Okay, C-3PO, side half of the
floor.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness the fireplace don't get too comfortable.
Comfortable.
About that horn. We've got some tigers on our tail.
And they're gaming.
And they're gaming.
Hot shot.
Everywhere.
Well, if I can't outrace them.
I'm just half the
outfly them. Okay.
Outfly them.
Okay. We're missing a few parts here. Okay. Han steers straight.
And then this awkward field.
Mm-hmm.
And so still control.
Uh-huh. Still for control. The falcon.
Dodge left and right.
Just scraping.
Past the speeding rocks.
Unable to follow.
Of course.
The pursuers.
Smashed into
asteroids.
Asteroids.
Now let's find.
A face port.
His signal comet. His terrible passengers, his terrified passengers, agreed wholeheartedly. And then they go, "Ooh!" The Chewbacca goes, "Ooh!" I love that part. Okay, here we go. Back on Hoth.
Luke was a veteran fighter.
And greeted his droid.
Robot R2D2. Okay, R2, all ships are away. Now, let's get out of here.
Has Luke
punched into the computer. He heard a christening chirp.
That's right.
That's right. We're not going to the other. We're going to Dagobah.
We're going to Dagobah.
I'm going to try to be a Jedi, like my father.
Okay, turn. Darth Vader sat alone in his meditation chamber.
Before the story of adventure. When the urgent this morning.
Message. From the Emperor.
Empire.
Marky, you're being bad. Come on, Marky. Sit down. Okay. There is a grave disturbance.
To be a Jedi, he'll be a terrible friend to us.
Terrible friend to us. It's supposed to be a threat.
And he will ruin us for my master.
It's getting worse and worse.
Gets worse and worse, yeah. Okay, here we go.
Oh.
Next, this page.
No, I refuse. Go ahead. Darth Vader knew he could catch Luke.
If they use a light bait. Bait. On a Leia. From all of the galaxy, Vader saw some bounty hunters.
I'm offering
the Jedi War to find silver.
And the princess.
And the princess.
After I have Skywalker.
You, myself, have silver.
I'm told he has a head.
I have a price on his head. This could be a very purple thing for you, gentlemen.
Very profitable adventure, yes. Okay. Luke's fighter landed
on this planet of Dagobah.
Ben Kenobi
said I know there's a Jedi Master here, but this place gives me the creeps. I feel like
you feel like
Black Leo.
Little guy comes out and says, "You feel like what? Quack. Yeah, go ahead. Luke drew his blaster. Just finish this part, Russ. Luke drew his blaster.
World around the theme. Ancient little creature emerging from a fog.
Okay.
Beep.
Mm-hmm. This side. Okay. The creature pointed.
The Luke's blaster. Where put your weapon? You'll not learn the force from that. So you become Jedi like your father. But how do you know about the Force? Who are my father? Right here. You. You're Yoda. I was expecting someone larger. Tell me not.
Judge me.
Judge me.
Not. Judge me not by size.
I am lying the Force.
My ally is the Force.
Force.
Okay, turn. Good. Had enough? You want to take a pause, Ross?